I grew up in Northern Ireland, right up in the very, very north end of it there, where it's absolutely freezing cold. This was me running around in the back garden midsummer. I couldn't pick a career. In Ireland, the obvious choice is the military, but to be honest, it actually kind of sucks. So my mother wanted me to be a dentist. But the problem was that people kept blowing everything up. So I actually went to school in Belfast, which was where all the action happened. And this was a pretty common sight. The school I went to is pretty boring. They forced us to learn things like Latin. The school teachers weren't having much fun. The sports were very dirty or very painful. So I cleverly chose rowing, which I got very good at. And I was actually rowing for my school here until this fateful day. And I flipped over right in front of the entire school. And that was the finishing post right there. So this was extremely embarrassing. But our school at that time got a grant from the government, and they got an incredible computer, the Research Machines 380Z. And they left the programming manuals laying around. And so students like myself, with nothing to do, we would learn how to program it. Also around this time at home, this was the computer that people were buying. It was called the Sinclair ZX80. This was a 1K computer, and you'd buy your programs on cassette tape. Actually, I'm just going to pause for 1 second, because I heard that there's a prerequisite to speak here at TED. You had to have a picture of yourself from the old days with big hair. So I brought a picture with big hair. I just want to get that out of the way. So after the Sinclair ZX80 came along the very cleverly named Sinclair ZX81. And you see the picture at the bottom? There's a picture of a guy doing homework with his son. That's what they thought they had built it for. The reality is we got the programming manual and we started making games for it. We were programming in BASIC, which is a pretty awful language for games, so we ended up learning assembly language so we could really take control of the hardware. This is the guy that invented it, Sir Clive Sinclair, and he's showing his machine. You had the same thing in America. It was called the Timex Sinclair 1000. To play a game in those days, you had to have an imagination to believe that you were really playing Battlestar Galactica. The graphics were just horrible. You had to have an even better imagination to play this game, Death Rider. But of course, the scientists couldn't help themselves. They started making their own video games. This is one of my favorite ones here, where they have rabbit breeding. So males choose the lucky rabbit. It was around this time we went from 1K to 16K, which was quite the leap. And if you're wondering how much 16K is, this eBay logo here is 16K. And in that amount of memory, someone programmed a full flight simulation program. And that's what it looked like. I spent ages flying this flight simulator, and I honestly believed I could fly airplanes by the end of it. Here's Clive Sinclair now launching his color computer. He's recognized as being the father of video games in Europe. He's a multimillionaire, and I think that's why he's smiling in this photograph. So I went on over the next 20 years or so, making a lot of different games.